Welcome to Today with Marilyn and Sarah. And I want to tell you, we love our partners. We pray for them because you're so special to us and to the Lord, that's for sure. And then here is a great testimony. Back in October 2000, I think 19.
Yep.
I was watching a program with Marilyn for cars, houses, and jobs. My husband and I stepped out on faith and got a house. I like that.
That's nice. I really
like that.
Really good. And Mom, people might be watching right now that need prayer for houses, jobs, and cars.
Right.
But I just encourage you, hop on the phone, get on the website. We love to pray for you, and we know that God answers prayer. Just like Ophelia, that was a testimony Mom just read. God completely stepped in and did something supernatural, and God can do the same for you. And, you know, it's interesting. There's a verse back in, I think it's in 2 Chronicles, that says, this is not too difficult for God. And I think sometimes we have this idea in our mind that, oh, man, that's really hard. That's a big one. Whew, that's a, you know, monstrosity. But, you know, God is infinite, and there's nothing impossible with God. So let's open the door with prayer. Hop on the phone, get on the website. Let us pray with you for the needs and requests that you have, and then see what God does. Because again, nothing is impossible with God. And in a few moments, we're going to join a really, really amazing interview with Robert Henderson. And this is a cool resource for you called 365 Prayers and Activations That We Can Do. Now, this is going to be a really powerful interview because it speaks to what God looks like in our day-to-day living. And Robert has a special, special revelation about the courts of heaven. And what does that mean in our lives? And how do we come into the courts of heaven for God's presence in our life?
Do you know how loved you are? The King of the universe loves you so much, and he wants to be in relationship with you. So if you've never prayed this prayer, I would invite you to pray with me. Father, I thank you right now that you are King of my heart. You are King of my life. Please come in and be in charge of my heart, be in charge of my soul, and show me how much you love me. Father, I give my heart, my mind, my choices to you, and I submit it to you. In your name we pray, amen.
Together, we are impacting thousands of lives with the truth, compassion, and power of God's Word. When you become a $30 a month partner, we'll send you the Jehovah Rapha Oil Vial with oil prayed over by Marilyn and Sarah, the Key to More Miracles book, the Majesty Coffee Table book featuring beautiful representations of the names of God, and more. Call or click today to become a partner and help us cover the earth with the Word and connect everyone to the heart of God.
Thank you so much for joining Today with Marilyn and Sarah. We are delighted to bring you the Word of God, but even more so, Holy Spirit-infused Word of God, so that it brings transformation in your life, application, revelation, oh my goodness, all of who God is with God's Word and God's presence. So thank you for joining us today. If you have a need in your life, hop on the phone, get on the website. We love to pray for you. And we know that God answers prayer. And I want to introduce to you our guest today, Robert Henderson, one of my favorite people.
Thank you.
Totally fun to have you here.
Yeah, good to be with you.
Robert, not everybody knows you, so can you give us a quick bio?
Well, I'm insulted. No, I'm not. Well, I have been in ministry for almost 40 years, getting close, and have pastored for 22, but then also have traveled for about 15. My wife and I have been married for 44 years. And we have 6 children and 8 grandchildren. So we're really blessed. But the main thing that probably people would know me from would be the Court of Heaven message. Mm-hmm. That message, it's kind of what caused me to become, people become aware of me. Mm-hmm. If you go on, you know, YouTube and whatever, you're going to see all sorts of things from the Court of Heaven with Robert Henderson and all that sort of thing. So I feel like I've been given a mandate from God to impregnate the body of Christ with this particular message.
Mm-hmm. And you have a couple books on it. One is Prayers and Declarations That Open the Courts of Heaven. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people, if they're not familiar with this, it's a very new revelation and super, super helpful. I'm going to backtrack for just a second. You pastored for 22 years and then itinerant minister for 15. Mm-hmm. Why did you change?
Well, it was quite interesting because I never saw myself leaving the church that we had planted. We had planted it and you know, raised it up. It was like mine and my wife's, you know, baby, if you will. I mean, we poured our heart and soul into it and everything. So I never really intended to do that. I figured I would travel, but thought I would just always kind of be the leader there. And the Lord very clearly spoke to me. I'll never forget, I had a dream, and in the dream, I don't have time to go the whole thing. But the Lord, I saw the Lord, and He said to me, I said to Him, "What must I do to love you more?" Mm. And He said to me, "Separation." And I was like, I woke up and I thought, what? And all of a sudden I began to feel the hand of God lift off of me. It was actually the grace of God lifting off of me to pastor or lead that work. And so I knew God was asking me to be willing to separate myself from the very thing He had given me, that if I would lay that down, He would allow me to even have an even bigger impact and influence. Hmm. And so I just did it. We just did it at the word of the Lord, you know, felt like that's what God said to do. It was a major change. Mm-hmm. You know, it was really a major change for us, but we're glad we did it. We know we followed the leading of God.
Yeah. But it's a little unnerving when you're looking at it.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, when you're leaving the thing that you've given your heart and life and soul to, but it's also your comfort zone. It's where you're comfortable. You know all the ins and outs, the provision is there, all that sort of thing. And it lost us out. It was like at that stage, you know, get out of the boat one more time, just like Peter did. Get out of the boat one more time and believe God. Mm-hmm. And I don't think we ever grow past that. I think that we have to, whether we do it or not, or God requires it of us, I think we have to always be willing to do it.
Mm-hmm. You might be watching right now, and maybe you're in the middle of a change, and you feel like God's leading you in a direction, and there's some fear in your heart. That kind of seems to be a little bit similar to what happens with when God leads us with stuff. So we want to pray for you. Hop on the phone, get on the website. If you're in the middle of transition, God is absolutely can walk with you through that and have some really amazing things. So get on the website. We'd love to pray for you. And I also want to encourage you that you grab your copy. This is 365 prayers and activations for entering the courts of heaven. Now you're like, why would I get that? And so, Robert, you've written this, and it's 365 prayers and activations. So you speak in this about, like, it's basically day to day. You give us some really interesting nuggets to think about, to read. So why would we do this?
Well, because one of the reasons I wrote this book was because I've been teaching on the court of heaven for over 11 years now.
Wow.
And so people, they're still wrapping their head around it. They're still saying, you know, okay, the court of heaven is not a method. It's a dimension of the spirit. So what that means is that I have to step in and by faith operate. Everything we do is by faith. Right. By faith operate there. What I have discovered is that you can approach the court of heaven on almost any basis. In other words, you can take anything and into the courts of heaven. That you can come and you can say, Lord, I am petitioning the courts. Because one of the ways you petition the courts of heaven is through the promises of God. In other words, God said in Isaiah 43:26, He said, "Put me in remembrance. Let us contend together, state your case that you may be acquitted." So God literally says there, the way you present a case is to put me in remembrance. Well, put me in remembrance of what? Mm-hmm. Well, put me in remembrance of what my word says. So you can take the word of God, which these devotionals are, mm-hmm. and you can bring them and put God in remembrance of that which He has spoken and ask for the reality of that to begin to happen in your life.
Mm-hmm. Then what would be some examples of how we would do that?
Well, you know, one time I was praying, I got a phone call one time from some people, and they said, would you pray? It was a very high influential leader in the body of Christ. If I was to call their name, probably many people would know them. And they were in a very dire situation of sickness. In fact, they were afraid that they weren't going to make it. And so they said, would you please pray? And so, you know, I was busy. It was a phone call. And so I just said, Lord, would you please? And I just casually pray. And the Lord said to me, He said, no. He said, I need for you to come and remind me in my courts that they took care of the poor on the basis of Psalms 41. Because Psalms 41 says, if you consider the poor, you'll be sustained on your sickbed.
Yep.
So I went into the courts and I said, Lord, I bring this person and I remind the courts that they have taken care of the poor. And on the basis of the promise of your word, I'm asking right now that there would be healing released in their life. Within two hours, I got a phone call back that they were fine, the situation of Olivia, they were going to recover, and that the sickness had been broken.
Wow.
Yeah,
it's pretty powerful. That's really powerful. Yeah. That's super powerful. And you might be watching right now, and maybe you're on your sick bed, or you know somebody who's really ill and really contending for life. Just hop on the phone, get on the website. We want to pray for you. And as well, grab your copy of 365 Prayers and Activations for Entering the Courts of Heaven. The other thing I like about this, Robert, is that in some ways you break this into like little subject areas, little pockets of wisdom, pockets of application. Mm-hmm. Why did you do it that way?
Well, one of the reasons is my mind works that way.
Yeah.
But I'm a very methodical thinker. Mm-hmm. But also I felt like it would help the reader be able to say, okay, this is the section where I'm teaching on how to present a case. This is the section on how to answer anything the enemy has against you. This is a section on wealth. This is a section on, you know, family breakthrough. That they could begin to walk through those situations. Mm-hmm. And over maybe a week's time or even 2 weeks' time, ever how many places there are, that they could just consistently present a case and potentially see breakthrough in their own life in those areas.
Mm-hmm. And I really liked that. I appreciated that because I thought, you know, sometimes we just do like shotgun, you know, whatever sticks to the wall. But I appreciated the methodical nature of what you did. Mm-hmm. And as I read through them, the other thing I really like on it is you have declarations in here as well.
Yes.
Why did you do that?
Well, because declarations, I think, are a part of the court of heaven. For instance, in there, what I did was I, you know, the title, the scripture connected to that, and then the thought that I write as I write about the thought, but then the prayer. And the prayer could be requesting something from God, a petitioning, or a decreeing. See, one of the things that we do in the courts of heaven, and this is one of the things people don't understand, is that we don't just come and petition the court. God lets us be a part of the process of the court. Hmm. In other words, we can actually stand in a position as a judge in the court of heaven. We see this whenever Daniel saw the court in Daniel 7, verse 9. He said, I watched till thrones, plural, were set in place. So what did he see? He actually saw seats of government or thrones that the entities were setting upon. And I believe that there are people that qualify in the earthly realm to sit upon these thrones and that we actually can become a part of the process. So, in other words, once God begins to release a decree, we become His mouthpiece. We become His voice that begins to put that decree in place. Mm-hmm. And so we say, from the courts of heaven, we're setting this in order.
Mm-hmm. And maybe you're like the stenographer. The court stenographer. How do you like that? That's pretty good, huh? Hey, I want you to hop on the phone, get on the website, grab your copy, not only of 365 prayers and activations, but also prayers and declarations. These two together will powerfully transform your relationship with God.
Hey, we just came out with a brand new book that you totally want to get called The Road Home.
This book is about the prodigal son, and you want to get a copy because you know prodigals in your life, maybe you're a prodigal. You want this book. You need to get in contact with your Heavenly Father, and this book will teach you how to do that.
Buy it today because all of us need to know our chasing Father who loves us dearly.
I think we nailed that.
That was super good, Isabel. You did fantastic.
Let's just go home.
Hey there, I want to encourage you to download our app on your phone. You're like, really? Serious? Absolutely. We have some amazing things on our app, really convenient for you. We have today's program. We have opportunities to pray for you. We have places for you to give and partner with us. We also have things that will help you know what events are coming up and group tours that you could join, as well as a Bible reading plan, daily Bible reading plan. This app is super relevant, very convenient, and super helpful for your daily living with Jesus.
Are you seeking breakthrough in your life? This is your chance to take your requests into the very courts of heaven. For your gift of $40 or more, we will send you Robert Henderson's new book, 365 Prayers and Activations for Entering the Courts of Heaven. This is more than a devotional. It is your daily guide to answered prayers, prophetic visions, heavenly encounters, and more. We will also send you Marilyn's book, Freedom from Bondage, and Sarah's Praying with Holy Spirit DVD. For your gift of $99 or more, we will send you our beautiful Jewish prayer shawl. Use this supernatural mantle while you pray, study the Word, or whenever you want to enter His presence. And as a special bonus, we will send you Robert Henderson's best-selling book, Prayers and Declarations That Open the Courts of Heaven. This powerful book will guide you as you present your prayers before the Lord and receive breakthrough. Call or click today for this transformational resource.
So much for continuing to join our interview. And Robert and I were just talking about this. One of the big sections in 365 Prayers and Activations relates to the blood of Jesus. And I remember reading that and reading through some of those, and I'm like, that's an interesting idea to think about. Why did you put so much there?
Well, because it is the blood that speaks legally for us. See, the Bible says in Hebrews 12:24, there is a blood of sprinkling, which we know is Jesus' blood, that speaks better things than that of Abel. For Abel's blood, in Genesis 4, it cried out for judgment. And on the basis of the testimony of Abel's blood, God judged Cain. But see, Jesus' blood is crying out for just the opposite. It's crying out for our redemption, for our forgiveness, for our healing, for all the things that are ours by covenant. It's crying out. So I believe that we have to learn how to come into an agreement with what the blood is legally saying for us.
Mm-hmm. And how do you know like the blood of Jesus? That's a tricky thing for people, right? It feels like inaccessible. And how do you see that practically?
Well, you know, for instance, when I had a lady who had a daughter that had went in for a very simple surgery, but she had an allergic reaction to the anesthetic, ended up in the ICU in very, very serious condition. I called the mom. I knew the mom. I called the mom. And I said, tell me what's going on. She told me. And I said, let me pray for her. I said, let's pray right now. Me and you, let's pray. And so I began to pray. And I wasn't even going to do, quote unquote, the court thing.
Sure.
And as I began to pray, the Lord said to me, He said, remind me of what my body and blood is saying for her. Because Jesus, when He died on the cross, that was the greatest legal transaction of history. So I literally said, Lord, I thank You that Your body and blood is speaking in behalf of this girl. And on the basis of what Your body and blood is saying, the healing is now released to her. And she was dynamically and totally healed. Completely delivered, because we brought into the courts the reality of what the body and blood was saying. And so I personally use the blood all the time. 1 John 1:7, it says that if we walk in the light as He is in the light, it says, then we have fellowship one with each other, and the blood of Jesus keeps on cleansing us. That's what He says, keeps on cleansing us from all sin. So I say that when the blood speaks for us, it's actually giving God the legal right to forgive us. I say, people don't understand. God always had the heart to forgive. He didn't have the legal right to do it from. In the Old Testament, He could only roll the sins off for a year. And then there had to be another bull killed or another goat killed. There had to be something else killed in His blood. But when Jesus died, His blood is so powerful that it spoke such significant things that it gave God the legal right, not just to cover our sins, but to forgive and cleanse our sins forever.
Mm-hmm. And that's really powerful. I would just encourage you, hop on the phone, get on the website, grab your copy of this really powerful book. And one of the things I like about it as well is you not only talk about, obviously, the blood of Jesus, but there's a whole lot of other particular subjects that you hit. And the other thing I like about it is it's a daily thing. Mm-hmm. Why did you decide to do a daily deal?
Well, here was my idea. I was going to write this book, and I was going to write one a day. You know, get up, spend time in the Lord, and because I'm a pretty consistent guy with that, and write a devotional. Well, I got behind.
Sure.
I got behind.
Sure.
But my purpose for writing one for every day was, but I felt like that once somebody had taken this and over a 5-10 minute period, whatever, did this once a day, every day for a year, they would begin to have an awareness. The whole court of heaven idea would get deeply into their spirit. By the time they read the devotional, read the scripture, prayed, decreed, whatever we're doing on that day, I felt like that they would begin to renew their mind. Because I tell people about the court of heaven. The court of heaven is a concept that you have to renew your mind with. Otherwise, you don't get it fully. It takes a little bit to wrap your mind. Not because it's complicated, because one of the things I've tried to do through the years is uncomplicated.
Right.
Is make it much, much more simple. It's become much more simple for me. But if you'll do this once a day for a year, by the time you're through a year, you will have a real understanding of the court of heaven and how to function in it.
Mm-hmm. I just encourage you, hop on the phone, get on the website. Of course, we want to pray for you, any need you have in your life, but also grab your copy, 365 Prayers and Activizations, that will really help you. And, you know, Robert, I agree with you in terms of consistency. Mm-hmm. And habit and routines and patterns. Because I find for myself, when I don't do something in a routine, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. then it kind of gets lost in the muddle of life.
Yes, absolutely. You know, I'm thinking about that scripture in 2 Corinthians. I think it's chapter 4, where it talks about that we're to be renewed daily. And I'm thinking, you know, if the whole body of Christ would be renewed daily, we'd have no need for revival. Mm-hmm. We want revival because what the Bible says, our inner man is being renewed. Our outward man is perishing. Our inner man is mm-hmm. being renewed daily. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know, if we really took care of the daily thing, really got before the Lord consistently on a daily basis, then we wouldn't need revival, because we would be walking in perpetual revival, mm-hmm. because we would be, you know, experiencing the goodness and the kindness of the Lord, and the body of Christ would be at a much higher level. But most people, if they even do anything at all, it's a weekly thing, maybe,
right.
maybe. But I believe that engaging ourselves on a daily basis has great power and great strength in it. And that's really one of the reasons why I wrote the book.
Mm-hmm. And I agree on that daily, because I think what we do are consistent habits
mm-hmm.
Very much set us up for success in whatever we repeat.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And courts of heaven. So I agree with you in terms of like shifting your thinking, because I remember I've talked through it and walked through this and read through it. And I'm like, yeah, but you're right. Because if I don't have some refreshers on it, mm-hmm. then it just gets lost.
It does get lost, and we just gravitate back to what we already know. And what I have discovered about the courts of heaven, this is the main thing I think people have to shift out of. Most people have a battlefield mindset that I'm on a battlefield. Therefore, I go in, I pray, I seek the Lord, and I rebuke the devil, and I bind him, and I loose him, and I'm not against that. But I also say that if you're not careful, you actually engage spiritual forces that still have legal rights. And if you touch something that still has a legal right, that thing will backlash against you. Mm-hmm. This is why so often intercessors get in trouble. They start engaging powers of darkness that still claim a legal right. And in Revelation 19:11, it says when Jesus comes back on the white horse in the armies of heaven, he judges and makes war. And the Lord said to me, notice the order. Judge is judicial activity. Make war is battlefield. And he said, don't ever go to the battlefield until you've first been into the courtroom.
Hmm.
Because when you do that, when you go into the courtroom, you apply the blood of what Jesus said, the legal rights of the enemy are revoked. Now you can win on the battlefield every time.
Hmm. That's really powerful, because I think many of us, we have a reverse
mm-hmm.
order.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we do that?
Well, I think it's the way we've been taught. I remember Dr. Peter Wagner.
Yeah.
When I first presented the teachings to him, Peter, and he was such a great, because he's with the Lord now, but he was such an open thinker. And he said, Robert, this is a game changer. This is a game changer. He said, I've always taught people we're in a battlefield. You're telling me we're in the courtroom. He said, if that's true, this changes everything. We need to get things done in the courtroom, then go to the battlefield. I said, well, that's the way Jesus did it. That's what he said he did.
Mm-hmm.
And Peter literally wrote an endorsement on the first book I wrote. He literally said, this is a game changer.
Wow.
And that's why this book is so important. Mm-hmm. Both of these books, it literally teaches people how to go to the courtroom before we go to the battlefield.
Mm-hmm. And you might be watching right now, and maybe you feel like you're just kind of strung out from fighting. You've been on the battlefield and you're like, I'm war we're weary. I'm tired. I'm burned out. I just want to encourage you to hop on the phone, get on the website. We want to pray for you that God would infuse you. Holy Spirit would breathe life into you and have vitality and vibrancy. But I also encourage you, grab your copy of this really powerful resource, 365 prayers and activizations that will help you to shift the mentality, shift your thinking, shift your perspective from a battlefield to a courtroom. And when we do that, then we come in agreement with Jesus. Jesus already went in the courtroom, and we already, the cards are stacked in your favor. Literally, you are victorious. And so in the courtroom, we have success because of what Jesus has done through his blood. So hop on the phone, get it on the website, grab your copy today.
Are you seeking breakthrough in your life? This is your chance to take your requests into the very courts of heaven. For your gift of $40 or more, we will send you Robert Henderson's new book, 365 Prayers and Activations for Entering the Courts of Heaven. This is more than a devotional. It is your daily guide to answered prayers, prophetic visions, heavenly encounters, and more. We will also send you Marilyn's book, Freedom from Bondage, and Sarah's Praying with Holy Spirit DVD. For your gift of $99 or more, we will send you our beautiful Jewish prayer shawl. Use this supernatural mantle while you pray, study the Word, or whenever you want to enter His presence. And as a special bonus, we will send you Robert Henderson's best-selling book, Prayers and Declarations That Open the Courts of Heaven. This powerful book will guide you as you present your prayers before the Lord and receive breakthrough. Call or click today for this transformational resource.
Thank you so much for watching. You know, I'm going to ask Robert to pray for you and me, for all of us, that we would have some daily changes and transformations with the courts of heaven and how we proceed.
Amen. Amen. You know, the Bible says that even though our outward man is perishing, which I think means aging, not sickness, it says our inner man is being renewed day by day. And that's what we want. So, Father, we just want to pray right now, Lord, that you would cause there to be a daily infusion of your grace and power, because we are practicing the spiritual disciplines that allow this to take place. Father, I'm just asking for us as your people to be freshly anointed to come before you every day. Even as on a daily basis, they had to keep the lamps and the fire going in the temple, Lord, that you said you called Samuel even before the lamps went out, because there's a connection there between that one which prophetically is in tune every day and keeping the witness of God going. I pray right now that you would release that, Lord, even into our hearts, that there would be a new strength that would come, a vitality. Lord, that even when we would get out of bed in the morning, we would just find a new strength from you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. I totally agree. And I just encourage you, grab your copy of this powerful, powerful resource. One of the reasons it will be powerful in your life is because of the daily chipping away at some of the old mindsets and the replacement with divine mindsets. This resource will change your life. Make sure you grab it today.